But get some of your original music in there every single time. Let that audience that is already tapped into you and calling through you, let them call through. In other words, you're in the perfect place to write the next magnificent song. Okay. And none of those hit songs that you hear came from those artists the first thing. They were all out there doing what you're doing in some way before they let the audience was pulling through them for quite a while before that came through them. And the song does not come through you while you're necessarily performing. In other words, that's just priming the pump, so to speak. So have we convinced you? Because we've been in your vortex and we see it clearly.
Yes. Yes.
Hi, Abraham. Thank you.
Breathe deeply and speak right into that.
I'm just so excited I can't breathe. Thank you.
Arguing for your limitation.
Excited and limitation? No. Not breathing.
Smothering is, though.
Okay. Hi, thank you. Thank you, Esther. Thank you.
Can you hear her?
No.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay. Thank you, Esther. Thank you, Jerry. Abraham, I am wanting to feel the love for me. I write the book of positive aspects about myself repeatedly, but I don't feel it. And I want to feel the love for me. When I look in the mirror, I want to love what I see. I don't want to change. I want to love me where I am right now. I had a date last week or so, and I said something that was just so clever and sexy and beautiful, and I felt such just a flash of it, and I thought, that's what I want. How do I get there?
Well, can you feel that what you're asking for is that you want to see yourself through the eyes of Source?
Yeah.
And what we've noticed, there a lot of people feel this way because you are harder on yourselves than you are on everything else put together. So when you are wanting to see yourself through the eyes of Source, we always say, start with something easier. Mm-hmm. And we mean that in the kindest of ways. Mm-hmm. All we mean by that is you've practiced not liking yourself for so long. Mm-hmm. And to prime the pump, so to speak, begin saying, I want to see the world through the eyes of Source. Mm-hmm. Or I want to see this flower through the eyes of Source. And all that means, seeing something through the eyes of Source, means only seeing compliments, never seeing criticism, only seeing advantages, never seeing disadvantages, only seeing value, never seeing lack of value, only seeing optimism, not seeing pessimism. It just means, and if you start with something easy, it's like that focus wheel that we were talking about, just get on the wheel, just find something to get on the wheel. Now, we can feel that what's going around in your mind here a little bit is that it is easy for you to love other things, and there are so many other things that you love. And we really want you to hear this. If you were consistently inside the vortex, loving this, 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 it would be a very short trip to loving yourself. Esther discovered, quite by accident it seemed, because it sort of snuck in the back door, something that tunes her in such a powerful way. Kate, who is 6, who is in Texas, Jerry and Esther have not seen them for a while, and Esther and Kate cooked up a game where every day Esther takes a special picture with her iPhone and sends it to Kate. And Kate is so eager to see it, and Esther knows what Kate likes. And so then Esther said to Kate, let's play a game where you decide what you would like me to find, sort of like a treasure hunt, and I'll find it, and I'll take a picture of it, and I'll send it to you, so that we're sort of co-creating together on this. And Kate said, all right, I'll tell you what I would like to see tomorrow. And Esther said, all right, I'm writing it down. And Kate said, I would like to see a dolphin jumping in the ocean with a rainbow in the background. And Esther said, I'm on it.